Harper Audio presents One Soldier's Story by Bob Dole, read by Paul Heck, with letters read by Cynthia Darlow. Chapter 1. He was a boy, really, not much more than 21 years of age. It wasn't fair that he'd already experienced so much pain and misery. It wasn't right that his hopes and dreams for the future had been snuffed out by one blast from an enemy explosive device. But there he was, in the intensive care unit at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., fighting for his life. Craig had been badly wounded while on patrol in Iraq a week or so before Christmas. He was hooked up to all sorts of medical machines with various tubes running to his body, an electrocardiogram monitoring his heart, a respirator helping him to breathe, and a tracheotomy in his throat, paralyzed from his neck down. The young man's eyes brightened as I stepped up to his bedside. His mother said, "Craig, this is Bob Dole." He couldn't speak, but he could hear me, and seemed to respond with his eyes. Looking at Craig, an overwhelming wave of emotion swept over me. It was like seeing a mirror image of myself 60 years earlier. Craig was tall and muscular, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, almost identical to my World War II height and weight. For a moment, I was back in a similar hospital bed, encased in plaster, unable to move. I knew the tough road Craig had before him, and his condition was far worse.